Well, good morning. I think there's everybody here who knows who I am, but if not, I'm MJ the Gardener, I guess you could say. Those of you who were here last week and heard Bobby talk, Bobby and I have talked about this many times. We had a very similar reaction, which goes by many names like stubborn, hard-headed, stiff-necked, and maybe some other more colorful names. Unlike Bobby, I cannot tell you about what we have done. I'm going to be able to tell you about what we hope to do. And I think there will be even things we don't even know about that will be the result of what we've started here. For me, this all started, and I have to blame it partially on John, because, you know, at the end of every sermon, what is God saying to you and what are you supposed to do about it? Over and over. And every time he said it, I would look out here, even with the snow, look at all that land. And I would say and think, that's a waste. We need to do something there. But I don't need to do it.
Yeah.
I'm retired. You know, I've done my projects. I did them with dealing with parents and students and administrators. I don't need that anymore. So I just kept my mouth shut. And I kept saying to myself, you know, a retired life means you do what you want to do. You don't do any more than you want to do. You don't take on anything. But every day, every Sunday after church, somehow things about planting a garden came out of my mouth. Even though I told myself, and I'm good at biting my tongue, I'm not going to do that. I think that was God's way, first of all, laughing at me. Secondly, if I didn't say that, if nobody talked about that, there was no way to know other people were interested too, and other people were. And so slowly there began to be a little group of people talking about, we need to do something out there. It couldn't be more perfect. It's almost level. It runs north-south, which is the way you want to plant a garden. Things have been planted there before. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Except somebody has to get it started. And so that apparently was me. I have to say, I discovered something about doing what God has called you to do that is different from doing what the school administration calls you to do. When the school administration calls you to do something, or me at any rate, I would be up at night, I'd get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Bill can tell you this. I would be at my computer, either looking up something, writing lesson plans, trying to figure out how to get everybody on board. I haven't had any of that. So if you are following God's plan and what God has called you to do, you're not going to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's the good news. And you're not going to be nervous about what comes next or have I done everything, because you're following somebody else's plan. Not something that, and we just sang about that. We're not confident in ourselves. We are confident in God. And by the way, in the second chapter of Genesis, I just read, I never paid attention to it before. After God created man, he planted a garden. We've created a church here, and now it's time to plant a garden. So, we're going to plant a garden. Okay, so what are we going to do with it? Do we need to plant flowers? What do we need to do? And then, of course, what is God telling you? He said you need to plant vegetables for the food bank. So when I went to the food bank to talk to Terry Smith, who is the director there, I discovered this tiny... Have any of you ever been to the food pantry in Goochland? It looks like one of those old-fashioned, tiny, family-owned grocery stores, doesn't it? It's tiny. It's so tiny that only 5 shoppers at a time can go through and shop. That means that everybody else, because they serve over 100 families, everybody else is waiting in the parking lot. There's no cover at the parking lot. So they're waiting in the snow, the ice, the rain, the sun, which could be up to 100 degrees, with no cover. And when I went last week, there was ice all over it. So there may be something that someone's going to hear when John asked those two questions about what can we do about that. I don't know. That's not something he's telling me. He just showed it to me. So if you are hearing anything about that, watch out. Now, another thing I learned at the food bank was not only do they need food, they need recipes, which was something I never thought of that. Why would they need recipes? They need recipes because they get donations of food that the people who come to shop don't know anything about, so they don't take them. When I was there in the fall, there were cans and cans and cans of black beans, which I love. But the clients didn't know anything about black beans, so they sat on the counter. So Terry said they need recipes with few ingredients, no expensive ingredients, so that clients will take things that are on the shelf that they don't know anything about. Maybe even little workshops about how to do something. Well, she didn't say that, but I'm saying that. About how to fix things like that. The Master Gardeners do workshops there in the parking lot to help them learn to grow their own vegetables. So there might be, that might be something else somebody might hear at the end of a sermon about what to do about that. Is that a way we can share with them? Because I'll bet you anything, they've got recipes we don't know about as well. Because they've had to. Okay. Now, maybe you're interested in what is really we think is going to happen out there. Our first thought was to plant green beans. You know, they're very nutritious and easy to gather. But they also are a favorite of the deer. We had not had that problem at home, so I was not aware of that. But I talked to Stephen Miles, who is the farm manager at Shalom Farms. Shalom Farms is a huge garden that's run by the Methodist Church. It's a group. It's run by the whole group. I don't know. Do they call it a diocese or whatever they call that in the Methodist Church? A conference. Okay, so the Methodist Conference in this area runs that garden, and he's in charge of it. And he told me, you do not want to plant green beans because you're not going to get any. and then nobody's going to be interested. Oh, thank God for Stephen Miles. He said, you want to start with potatoes. Potatoes don't require a lot of water. You don't have to worry about being specific about the harvest time. You know, if you plant green beans, it's time to pick them. You can't wait. But you can for potatoes. And deer are not fond of potatoes. Doesn't mean the deer here won't eat them, but they're not crazy about them, not like they are green beans. So we've switched to potatoes. And we plan to plant 50 plants, which we hope will give us a lot of potatoes as long as there's nothing underground that's trying to eat them. But this is God's plan, and I have faith that that's not going to be a problem, that we're going to get potatoes, we're going to be able to share them with the people at the food bank. Beyond that, I'm not certain what's going to happen in the garden. Sometimes when I look at, because I still look every Sunday when those questions come up, I'm still looking out there. Sometimes I see gardens, raised beds all over there. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means we're going to be doing that, and I don't know that I want to go there. Or if other people have joined us and are growing for themselves and for the food bank. I don't know, but I see it, and I think it will eventually, or something similar to that, will happen. I don't see that every Sunday. I'm not getting banged on the shoulder about that. So maybe that's something that we just think about in the future, and we don't have to worry about it right now, one step at a time, one potato at a time. Now, there's more to this garden than just planting a garden. You know, it's sort of an in thing to do. Churches everywhere are planting gardens for whatever reason. But there's a whole lot more to this than just planting a garden. It gives us an opportunity to share with people we haven't even met yet, with people who use the food bank or people who work at the food bank or people who drive by and want to be part of this. It's not just growing vegetables. It also will probably deepen the experience that those of us who work in the garden have together, whoever that may be. It won't just be us, hopefully. It'll be other people as well. I've not had much experience with people at the food bank yet, but I can tell you about what happened to me on Thursday when I went to see, I was actually supposed to be part of a Master Gardener program there that was canceled because people couldn't get there. Three shoppers showed up. Three. They were all using canes. And I thought, well, the Master Gardeners are not here, so I'll go home. And I started backing out, and then I saw these three people trying to walk across the ice with canes. So I pulled back in, and one was an elderly woman. Well, she seemed elderly. She might not have been. And two gentlemen, one of whom was using a golf club as a cane. Anyway, I went up beside the lady and I said, look, I'm going to help you across here. This is dangerous. And then I said, and I hope I don't slip either. And she said to me, don't you worry, honey. You're helping somebody and God's not going to let you fall. And I don't know how many times she said, God bless you. So I think that's a preview of what this can mean. And I want to read to you something written by Jeff Littleton, and you've never heard of him, neither have I. Not a famous person, but he works with community gardens in the state of Washington. The garden teaches us at least two key messages beyond that of vegetables and ladybugs. One is for our church, to share, to cooperate with, to relax, to enjoy each and everybody, whatever faith or worldview. The other is for our community. They're capturing that these church people can be trusted. They do live out what they say. They love us, and I want to know why. Somehow, some way, this joint experience will transform lives and transform communities under God's care. So the food can be a vehicle for connecting with people in our community, and it will be a connection that benefits us as much as anybody else. Amen. Now, during the social hour in the back, because everybody needs visuals, I have some pictures of what potato plants look like, of what a deer-resistant garden fence looks like, and then a little visual of what the actual garden will look like. Oh.